Well, after the dead cattle are disposed of and the lost cattle are returned to pastures, ranchers may still face problems with the health of their animals. Dr. Russ Daly is SDSU Extension veterinarian, and he joins us on the line from Brookings. And Russ, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's good to be here.
How does a blizzard like this one that hit western South Dakota, how is this affecting the surviving cattle?
Well, what we have to realize is that infectious disease, this blizzard really didn't bring in any disease per se, but, you know, any animal kind of has some organisms that kind of live in their systems normally and don't ever cause any problems until you get a stress. And it's kind of the same way with people, too. You know, I work at a university here, and we have a bunch of students that get sick before finals week, before the stress. Well, this blizzard was a prolonged stress on these animals, and you heard Sylvia talk about all the different things that the animals are trying to do just to kind of get out of the weather. A prolonged stress really affects the animal's immune system, and we're talking about the stress hormone called cortisol, and what that does is it just dampens the animal's immune system, allows some of these germs that wouldn't be problems ever to kind of crop up and start causing illnesses. So in animals like this that have been through these stresses, and the stress isn't over for them, realize that the surviving animals have these snowdrifts and very muddy conditions to go through. Some of these calves might have lost their mothers, and so they were kind of prematurely weaned. So the stress goes on, and for the next week or two, we can expect that even if we get these cattle up on high ground and give them some feed and help them to get back on their feet, that their immune systems are going to be impaired for the next couple of weeks.
Are there health problems that result from the dead cattle that are out there now? Diseases?
Well, that's the thing here. You know, the dead cattle here in this instance aren't due to any infectious disease. So really, they were healthy cattle up until the time that they died. So really, when we're talking about diseases that can be spread from animal to animal, probably pretty minimal, and it wouldn't be any different than live animals having contact with other animals like we do normally. So in this case, you know, we had really healthy, normal animals, and probably the disease issues from animal to animal contact from the dead carcasses or the dead animals probably aren't a huge consideration right now.
Did the early timing of the storm create certain health problems that perhaps cattle wouldn't experience later in the year when you would normally have a blizzard, say in December or January?
Yeah, absolutely. And Sylvia hit on that a little bit, is that we have herds in all sorts of statuses of whether their calves are weaned or not. Normally, this is the time of year where the ranchers are preparing their calves to leave the mothers and become weaned and start going into the feedlot to keep growing. And many of these ranchers did not have calves weaned yet. Some of them maybe had started the preparation. Normally, these ranchers will have started some vaccinations to kind of prepare them to get weaned. And a lot of these calves really didn't have that chance to get kind of prepared. So that's another issue with trying to help these animals, is you'd like to get some protection into them with some vaccines and that kind of thing, but the same stresses that are making them potentially more likely to get sick are also inhibiting the animal's ability to respond to the vaccine. So we're probably advising that the calves just kind of get a break here, and the cows get a break, and just a good week or two to just get on some dry ground and get fed and kind of get their immune systems back to normal before we try any, you know, vaccination program or weaning the calves that need to be weaned and that kind of thing.
What happens with the calves who perhaps lost their mothers?
Well, again, the calves are, we're talking about mostly spring calving herds out there and across the state, really. So they probably are going through the stress of weaning, and that's something that would happen eventually anyway. Calves are big enough now that they're probably, all of them were at least eating some solid feed. You know, we didn't have many calves probably still depending on their mothers for milk. So they can kind of go at it on their own as far as the feeding goes, but they're kind of having to learn maybe a little quicker than we'd like them to.
Are there any particular health problems that these cattle are going to be dealing with over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, what we typically will be concerned about are things like the respiratory diseases. And these are typically diseases that we can see crop up once in a while in normal years after calves are weaned, after going through the stress. But again, we didn't have that real chance to prepare these calves for weaning in a lot of cases. So the respiratory diseases like red nose and bovine syncytial virus, and then we get into bacteria like Mannheimia and Pasteurella and those kind of things are things that we would probably notice most of all. So calves going off feed, starting to cough, getting runny noses, having some trouble breathing, those are the signs of that kind of respiratory disease, or pneumonia, it would be probably the better term for it. And in some cases, ranchers will want to talk with their veterinarian, and there may be some treatment, some feed grade or water grade medications or antibiotics that we can use to help prevent some of these things from happening in those calves.
Have you seen a situation like this in South Dakota with such a huge loss of livestock?
Oh, never. Of course, you know, I was around in 96, 97 and was actually practicing in southeast South Dakota at the time, and that was just a horrible prolonged winter. But, you know, the timing of it where we had so many calves out on pasture and right when people were going to be weaning and kind of getting the benefit from their crop, their cow-calf herd for the year, having hit at this time is just, in my mind, pretty unprecedented. The level of the depth of the snow and the winds and the timing are just unprecedented.
For vulnerable cattle, is there a time when you can tell when they're out of the woods?
Yeah, good question. You know, for the most part, probably we're going to see these things crop up in the next couple weeks. That's kind of the incubation period for these kind of things. So when we talk about those things like respiratory disease, if we can get through the next 2 to 4 weeks, those calves probably are going to be okay. What we know a lot less about is the effects of this kind of a stress on the cows that are pregnant, because that's the next step. Next year we want the cows to have calves again, and we don't really know a lot about how this might affect the pregnancies in those cows that we're hoping to get a calf out of next year.
So the vulnerability of the cattle continues through until the spring yet?
Well, when you talk about the cows, it sure could. But then, you know, we're getting into that time of year, too, where we normally have the normal kind of changes in weather, too. So, you know, once these calves kind of get over, recover from this onslaught of stress, who knows what's going to happen here for the next few weeks, few months. Getting into November or December, we can sure have some bad weather, too. So, you know, I'd like to say we're out of the woods, but, you know, this is South Dakota, too.